You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Cash would come in handy right now for both Jeremy and for me. Since you have, I think, the bigger... we think you have the bigger issues.
For now, right?
I'll go first quickly.
Sure, man.
Jeremy and I, within 2 months of each other, both of us, after living in our respective homes for more than 10 years... Both of us moved within a 60-day period into new places. So happy. Well, the excitement.
Oh, yeah.
When new you place. Get into that new place.
New neighborhood. New house.
Oh, ooh, so
more space.
You know, maybe moving itself isn't fun, but, you know, once your stuff's in and you're just like,
closer to schools. Oh,
and
yeah.
And then you usually have about a 5-day grace period before something breaks.
Yeah.
And then something else breaks. And then something else breaks. For me, it's just been pretty much nonstop. Exactly 2 months ago, we had water start dripping out of the ceiling in the family room. Not a leaky roof because there's a floor above. It's pipes in the ceiling. Just plop, plop. So they had to come out and tear not one, but two big holes in the ceiling to track this thing down, repair that pipe, shook their hands, gave them a big check. They left. Obviously, there's been a bunch of other things. By the way, did I tell you that my oven got fixed yesterday, finally?
Finally. It's been like 4 months.
It was 2.5 months. It's about 10 weeks since we've been able to use an oven.
That's crazy.
What a great time for it to go out during a pandemic when you're quarantining and isolating and you're not going out to restaurants.
You can't bake a pizza.
No oven. Anyway, that finally got fixed yesterday. So about an hour after that guy left fixing the oven, getting the part that finally came in, we were standing in the living room. Actually, I was sitting on the couch. Gretchen was standing right in front of me talking to me about something. And right perfectly between us, like lined up with our noses and dead even between us, like a foot from me and a foot from her, whatever, we see something drop. Yes. And at first I thought it was a bug that had gotten
in. Is that a moth? Is that one of those moths?
I thought something had flown between us. And we both cast our eyes up.
Oh no.
And there's the ceiling dripping again. You know how it, you know how it gets all
like bubbly kind of, right?
Just yes, a
hanging.
Big bubble forming. And it's like, oh my.
No.
It's about 6 feet away from where the old one was 2 months ago.
And water issues are the worst, man, because not only are they wet and you can get mold and everything's soggy, like, you got to track that leak down. It could be on the opposite side of the house, but just traveling along a pipe.
Correct.
To where it's finally dripping. It's hard to find.
I had to explain that to my stepdaughter. She's like, well, there's nothing. She goes, there's no bathroom right up there or anything. I was like, no, the water could be coming from 30 feet away and just taking the path of least resistance. And this is where it pools and this is where it comes out.
Yep.
So, yeah, trying to find it is a bear. So that's in our future
expensive.
Today. So now all the water in the house is shut off, which that's fun. Anyway, so the
you gotta turn it on every time you tinkle.
Listen, I got news for you. I live on 2.5 acres, and I don't care what anybody says. I am walking out to the trees today.
You should.
That's all I'm going.
You don't need to keep turning it on and off. It's gonna make things worse.
Gretchen and her daughter left this morning. They won't be back for like a week.
Yeah.
So I have the house to myself. I'm gonna be peeing outside.
As you should.
I don't care what anybody says. In fact, I might ever turn the water back on again. I might just go all like...
this might become a thing now.
Grizzly Adams or whatever.
This is just... Dom's new normal.
Right.
New normal.
Anyway, that's one of like 11 things that it seems like has happened since last November when I closed on the house. But let's move on to you because I think yours so far is a bigger dollar.
We're topping out. Yeah, we're tapping out here soon, hopefully. You guys have probably heard me talking about my deck issues. My deck was completely rotted this year. We weren't expecting that expense of ripping all that out. And then now we're going to put a concrete pad in because I don't want to deal with a deck anymore. So there's 10 grand worth of expense that we were not expecting.
Five figures, so.
So we were not expecting that at all this summer. So there's that. Then we found out a few days ago when we kicked on our AC unit that it was broken. The fan motor was in there broken and it was wobbling like crazy as it was running, basically wobbling off the little pad that it sits on, and I was having to go and push it back onto the pad. It was that bad.
It reminded me of the washing machines that are unbalanced, and the washing machine will dance around the laundry room.
Well, because it was running so funky and so poorly that it somehow sent a power surge down to the furnace, because your furnace fan blower runs, and that's how it blows the cool air into your house, and it caught my furnace on fire. So we've got the furnace guy coming today to install a brand new furnace and AC unit because they were old enough to just, they said, let's not repair these. Let's just get you new ones. Oh, and while we're down here, it looks like your water heater is about 18 years old too. So we're getting hit with AC, furnace, water heater, new patio. Guys, we're hitting like 25K, I want to say. And then yesterday, I sent Dom a little video because I went into the kitchen. I said, I feel like I got a hankering for some microwave popcorn. So I threw the bag in and I hit the power button on the microwave. And I don't know what's going on in the microwave, Dom, but it was some sort of like reactor meltdown at a power plant. Like sparks and stuff flying out of the top of the microwave. So I made my way to Best Buy and bought myself a new microwave for like $400. So there's that on top of everything. Let me give you one more thing, Dom. The hits just keep coming. Now, this isn't house related, but in a way it kind of is because we did tear out the deck on our own. And our community brings in dumpsters every summer. So we were like tearing out the deck, quickly loading up the wood in the back of my truck and bringing it down to the dumpsters. Well,
kind of like a roll-off thing?
Like a big roll-off dumpster. They get like four of them into the community. So I'm quickly like shoveling some of the wood into my truck yesterday from the deck. And I grabbed like a 2x4 size piece and I gave it just a little too much of a heave-ho. And that thing went up and hit the back window of America's pickup and shattered the back of my truck window.
Oh, no. You idiot.
And Nicole was standing there just like, and the only thing she could say, because she was helping me load stuff up, she's like, I'm glad that wasn't me.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine if Nicole had been
I'd be like, what the hell are you doing? Oh, no, Dom, it was me. Gave it a little too much of a heave-ho and smashed the back window of my truck. So
how much does that cost?
Well, I was doing some research, and that's about $1,000. But I'm going to be calling the insurance company today to see if I have glass coverage. I think I do. But I still think that there's going to be some sort of deductible involved with that. So.
Well, for sure there is. And that's for a windshield. But does it cover the back window?
I think the policy I have covers all the glass on the vehicle.
Oh, man.
I don't quite remember. I have to make a phone call today. But, dude, just add that onto everything else.
Yeah.
I'm done. I can't do it anymore. Yeah. I can't keep paying for all this stuff.
Yeah, I was when I had torn a hole in the ceiling last night so that the water could drip out into a bucket. Gretchen's daughter Zoe walked by and I said, "Listen," she turned to look at me. I go, "Don't ever buy a house.
Rent."
Which is I'm kidding. It's a great purchase.
Yeah, but
it's wonderful. But right at that,
the pride of homeownership. No, it's bad. It's real bad, man. And then I know you've got other medical stuff that you've got coming up this year, too, for deductibles.
Zoe's about to go have surgery in about 2 weeks. Yeah, so
I need a side hustle in the afternoon. I think I might need to take up. Amazon still hiring in the afternoons?
Something.
King Supers?
I think I just feel like curling up into a ball for a while.
I seriously felt like I was punched in the stomach yesterday. After you start adding everything up and then on top of it, the microwave and then my truck. I wanted to puke. Like I was in just a bad mood yesterday. Me and Nicole. Nicole was just, she's like, I'm done.
You know what we should do? We should post on our Facebook page. Just one question. What was the worst year that you ever had in terms of home expenses?
Yeah, where it's one thing
because
after another.
Because you're like
after
at about
another.
25K, you think maybe a little more.
It'll be more now, with the microwave and the truck.
Mine's has approached and will pass five figures here in just a little bit. So,
you know what the worst part is? I keep seeing all these stories and I'm talking to friends and stuff. And they're like, this quarantine period has actually been so great because we're not spending any money. We're saving so much money right now. We're not going out to eat. We're not shopping. I'm like, screw you guys. This has been the worst
I had
time
not
for
spent
me.
Very much money. In fact, I was a little amazed, and I told Gretchen, I said, I cannot believe we have done really well. Credit card bills have been way down,
exactly.
Blah, blah, blah. And then this is just the universe, then, the great equalizer, right?
Right in the gonads, Dom.
So you've you've saved a little money, have you? And then, cue the sound effect of thunder.
Dun, dun, dun. It hurts.
Life is good.